Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Coffee Fellowship Contemporary Time of Worship. We have had a great time of vacationing with some of our kids and some of our family, and boy, was it hot. We had some hot weather and some rain. I'm glad to be back in Michigan. A little cooler, back to be in my own bed, let's just call it that. I enjoyed the vacation, but I'm glad to be home. We're glad you're with us, and happy Father's Day to all the men of our church, the men that are watching, the men that are out there working, doing all kinds of things. We are grateful for you today. I come to you, bring greetings from Bethany Church of God, and we're just so happy that you can take the time to celebrate with us. Some of you are in far distant lands. Some of you are still on vacation. Some are out doing all kinds of activities on a day like today. So God bless you. We're glad that you're taking a few moments to celebrate with us. Please keep in mind BethanyChurchOfGod.org. All of the information is there for your viewing pleasure. Mr. Grant has done a wonderful job for us to keep us active and keep us alive and sharp, and I can't say enough about the work that he does. And I'm grateful for someone like him to keep our website active. Coming up this week, we have Wednesday night Bible study. We're doing Sloppy Joe's and the activities, and we're going to begin a new series, whether we begin in the next chapter. We finish Jonah. We might go into Nahum. We talked a little bit about doing some of the podcasts that yours truly has benefited from. But we'll see how that goes. We'll see what God's directing. That's Wednesday night. Keep in mind of all the activities, I've got a funnel cloud of things that came in from Warner Camp and camp meeting and a lot of activities, and you'll hear more about that as the coming days. You'll hear more about Vacation Bible School coming up here real quick with Evanswood Church of God and Mark and the team and our sister churches, Hope Crossing, Chippewa Valley, Bethany, Evanswood, and a multitude. I think there's five or seven churches participating, and that's coming up and going on, and they're still looking for volunteers and activities, so that's there. Boy, all kinds of things. Lots of prayer requests, lots of needs in the body. Nathan has been texting me and sending me needs for his family and for prayer requests, so we want to keep Nathan in our prayers, online prayer requests. We want to keep the church in our prayers, keep all of our friends, keep the message alive, and we want to pray for you today. I'll share with you a little bit about our trip, and that's going to be part of my message this morning, coming from Acts chapter 17, verse 24, and I'll hint a little bit around about Paul is in Athens, and he's talking to the Athenians, and he's talking about life and the foreigners, and Paul stood up in the area Apagus and began to speak, and there's a specific passage in 24 that we'll pick up for in a few minutes. But we're going to begin with a word of song. Again, happy Father's Day to the men of our church. I'm praying for not only Pastor Salim, as Pastor Salim might say, this is the Jambo House. This is a house where you're welcome, so we welcome you from our hands to yours and God's blessings. So let's begin with a word of song, and then we'll celebrate with an opening prayer.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. This is my song.
is my story.
Father God, as I began to research the songs, God, even on this day of Father's Day, when we celebrate the men of our church, I began to think, God, what could I sing about? What could I tell about? And Father, let that be the song of our heart today. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission and all is at rest. Father, what an opportunity it is to give thanks to you, to recognize the men, Father, who are going to take the time today to do the things they enjoy doing, but to do the things that they are called to do, to love you, God, with all their heart. Father, we just ask that your anointing would rest upon the pastors, the leaders, the church, the men, the deacons, all of those who worship today, all those who give. Father, those who are out working today, those who are making their daily bread, those who are active in the call of their life. God, I pray your blessings upon men today. I pray that we would rise up and be accounted for, that we would rise up and stand on the promises of God, that people of God today would stand and rise. No matter what we face, no matter where we go, may we be people of principle, people of faith, and people of your calling. God, you have called us today to gather in your name. You are God, and we are the sheep of your pasture. God, we ask that your anointing and your blessings would rest upon us. Father, that today we would worship you in spirit and in truth. And in this place, we give thanks for every person watching, every person gathered, every person listening, all that goes out. May the name of God be glorified and go out in power and return back sound and solid. And Father, we'll thank you for that. And we ask your anointing now upon this time. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. In the scripture today, we're looking at Acts chapter 17. We're looking at verses 24 through 29. Now, as we prepare for that and we look a little bit before our time of prayer, Paul was waiting for them in Athens. He was greatly distressed in verse 16. He's talking about all things. Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Then they took him and brought him to a meeting at the Areopagus. And they said to him, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting?" And Paul said, he talks about all things and listening. Then Paul stood up in the meeting at the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that every way you are very religious." And he walked around and he talked about all things. And then he gathers into this text in verse 24. And he said, "The God who made the world and everything in it, it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times and histories and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of our own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine is being like gold or silver or stone or an image made by human hands and skills. We have a God who lives and reigns with us." And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few moments as we prepare for a time of prayer. There's a multitude of needs out there. We're praying for many. We want to pray for the Kiersey family and the loss of Theron from our Ypsilanti church, and a loss there, and that celebration of Theron's life will be coming up here in the next week. So pray for the Kiersey family. Pray for the church there in Ypsilanti. Pray for our sister churches around us. Pray for our friends, Pastor Salim in Bungoma, Kenya. Pray for the Kangoma church in Kenya as well. Pray for our churches around us, as I mentioned. Pray for the needs of the body, that God will bless them. And as we prepare for a time of prayer, we're going to worship the Lord in this song, and then I'll lead us into a prayer time before the message. we pray, not only, Father, would this is my story and my song, not only will my life, Father, want to be an example of your love, I pray that, God, you would even fall fresh on this place. That, Father, you would fill our lives, fill our hearts. Holy Spirit, we want to see it. We want to hear it. We want to feel it. We want to know it. We want to touch it. We want to experience it, God. Your Holy Spirit falling fresh on the people of God. Not only watching, not only listening, not only present, that you, God, no matter where we are at, no matter what we are doing, you would stop us in our tracks and you would begin to pour open into our lives. Father, that you would flood our minds, our hearts, our bodies, and our lives, and that you would fill us as men and as people of faith, God, that we would experience your presence, God, not only at Evanswood, not only at Hope Crossing, not only at Chippewa Valley, not only at Bethany, but all of the churches around this great metropolitan area. God, we know that there's an enemy lurking out there, not only for the kids that were playing at the splash pad and the evil comes and many are hurt, not only for those in Florida that are experiencing the flood, not only people across this great nation that are hungry and tired and weary. You are a God that is able to enhance and touch the life of people. And God, I pray that no matter what we put our hands to today, that we would experience an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. God, that you would flood our lives, fill us, that we may be a people of faith. God, that you would reach out and touch the very hems of our garments, that we may touch you, God. We may experience your healing, your resurrection power. God, we pray for Charlotte as she is at home. God, that you would continue to bless her. We pray for Louie and Suzanne. God, that you would continue. What an answer to prayer that she is cancer-free, God, and she's working on that healing. God, we give you the praise because man would want to take that praise, but we give it to you, God. We thank you for what you're doing in Pastor Salim's life. We pray for his church. We pray for the Kangoma Pentecostal Church. We pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, God, for all over this great nation, all over this country, God, that your Spirit would reign, live, and move. And God, we're thankful for that. Father, I ask this morning for every single need. We lay it before you, God, and we're not going to pick it up, but we lay it before you, asking for your mighty touch. Speak through Brent this morning. Speak through Mark. Speak through Tom. Speak through my life. God, that everyone who steps in to speak your word would give power to the meaning of your name. Father, we thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your healing touch. Thank you for your resurrection power. Father, for those that grieve today, Father, for the loss of their dads, their husbands, their fathers, Father, for those that are at a loss, be the dad in their life today, Father. Let them experience your love as in a father's love. Father, let them know that it is because of you that we have a heavenly Father. Let us, Father, recognize that today. I pray for the men. God, may they be men of faith and men of principle today. May they gather in your churches. May they worship you. We'll thank you and praise you for your love and your grace. In your holy name I ask it. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Well, it's no secret that we just got home from a Walt Disney World adventure. Beth and I with many of our family and kids and grandkids, and we went through 90-some degree temperature, sweating like we've never sweated before, drank more water than I could have possibly imagined. We went to the Isles of Adventure, Hollywood Studios. We went to the Magic Kingdom. We went to Epcot. We went to Animal Kingdom. We saw animals. We saw rides. We did all kinds of things in a very short period of time. We went from early morning. We were up at, sometimes Beth was up before me, but usually around 6, 6:30 in the morning, and we were off and going by 7:30, by 8 o'clock in the parks, and 8:30, and we were going until dark. We went, you'd think I would have lost 100 pounds with all the sweat and walking. But that's vacation, and that was fun. But I bring to you, and quite often God brought this to my mind as I was going through some of the fun that we had. You know, many of Walt Disney's characters and a lot of the things they do was the mystery, the allure, telling the story. A few of the rides we went on was about getting ready for what we were going to experience, setting the stage for getting ready to go on a ride, setting the stage to what you were going to experience. And there was this part of the unknown that you were left in the mystery. Now, you could research your Google, and they would show you the ride and give you a portion of what the ride was going to entail and some of the details about it. But there was still this mystery that left it unsaid, that what was lying ahead. And there were times that we were in darkness and didn't know whether we were going to drop or rise or turn or twist. Sometimes we get sprayed with water like in Ratatouille. Sometimes we experienced a huge climb or a fast moving. Other times we just floated on a lazy river and saw Avatar. But in all of it, there was a story to be told. A story of adventure, a story of lands, a story of what they're giving to us about movies and about projections. And here we have a story. We have Paul in Athens, and Paul is beginning to tell a story to the Athenians. He's in the Areopagus, and he's beginning to talk about who God is and what God has done. And what mystery came to me is that there are many times that we were left in the dark, many times that we didn't know where the next turn was going to take us and what we were going to experience. We had the rain, we had the heat, we had the sunshine, we had all kinds of things throughout this journey, but a story was being told. And it was being told by Walt Disney, not only from Hollywood's, but Isles of Adventures, but everywhere we went, there was a story to be told. And here, Paul is gripping our attention. He's with the Athenians, and he's telling a story. He's telling a story that we have a God who doesn't live and reign in gold and silver, and he's not a God that's put on a pedestal. He's telling a story about a God who loves you and loves me. And he's telling a story that it's not made with human hands, for he is the God who has made us and created us. And then he begins to say that he's not a God to be served. He wants to serve us. Now, that's quite a twist. Now, we had people who stood in line for hours. Some of the rides were 170 minutes long. Some were only 5 minutes. But people stood in line through the heat and through the day. They stood waiting to experience what that ride had to offer. Now, I was in somewhat awed and dumbfounded because I stood right there with them. I wanted to experience the ride. I wanted to experience the thrill of what it had for us. And yet, here we have a story of a God who wants to experience us, who wants us to experience all that life has to offer for us. It's not bound up in gold and silver. It's bound up in a story of God's love for us. The pages unfold. God unfolds the story from the beginning of creation all the way through now into the Areopagus. And Paul is saying, listen, God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. Now, I key in on that passage because many times we were in a ride like the Rise of the Guardians. In this ride, if you didn't hold on, you were going for a ride. It was quick. And you had handlebars, and you had things that sat on your lap, and you went for a ride. Here God is saying, we have a God that is near enough to us. All we have to do is reach out our hands, and he is there. We don't have to grope around in the darkness. We don't have to seek around not knowing what is ahead of us. God knows what's ahead of you and I. And whether the story is being told in the boxcar of a ride, or whether it's being told in the pews of a church or in the seats of a sanctuary, whether it's being told in the stories of life lived out, God wants you and I to reach out and touch Him and to experience life in all of its fullness. And God, we don't know what's in front of us. God does. And we know that we're along to tell the story of what God is doing in my life. And I have been blessed beyond all measure. And I know that we have been blessed. And we want to tell the story of what God is doing in our life. That story has some highs. That story has some lows. It has some twists. It has some turns. It has some uphill climbs. And it has some downhill dives. It has some darkness. It has some lights. It has some beauty. It has some radiance. It has some light shining around us. And yet God knows every journey that you and I are about to take. And He said, this is a God that we don't see made up in fathoms of walls. God is a God who walks alongside of us. He sits next to me. He's along the ride with me. He journeys through every up and down. He journeys through the darkness. He journeys through the light. He journeys whether I'm in the water and whether it's spraying on my life, whether it's in the hot, whether it's in the cold, whether it's in the good, whether it's in the bad. My God is with us through all of these journeys. And Paul is saying, listen, people, reach out and touch your God. He is here today. He wants to bless your life. He wants to pour into your offspring. And He wants to be the God of all creations. Let Him tell the story in your life. Let that story redeem of a God that I don't know what's in front of me, but I know who's behind me. I don't know what's around me, but I have a God next to me in this journey of life. Let God bless you today and pour into your life. Well, boy, I could tell you more about the ride of life, but what a story Paul is speaking of in the Areopagus. Reach out and touch Him today. Reach out and touch God. You're not on some pre-made ride that a creator has exhibited and wants you to see the beauty of it and to experience it. We have a creator God who knows and has told the complete story. Right now, all we need to do is to read it and accept it and to live it, and God will be with us. We're going to close this time today with a song, and then we'll close with a word of prayer.
I'll carry you down.
Touch us today. Father, I pray that you will anoint the people that are watching. God, that you will bless them and pour open your spirit. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day. Go in his peace.